This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Our summer vacation is over. While our Bachelor and Bachelorette friends have been in Mexico, we took some time off, but we're back. My name's Ryan Jones. Back with us again, Matt Munson. Hello, Matt.
Hey. Yeah, it does feel like summer's over, except we can stay stuck to the TV watching Paradise, which makes summer last a few
Everybody
more weeks.
Everybody wants to say summer's over, there. And not only do we have this wonderful show happening in Mexico, but it's still hot out. Can we not rush
I don't like, I'm not a pumpkin. I can't stand that. And I can't stand it in August, let alone September, when it can still be 80, 90.
Yeah. Years. And I mean, we're in the Northeast and I get up early and it's been actually cold. So I actually have long sleeves on today because I'm walking out of the house in 50 degree weather, which is freezing now. And I've been so used to the 80s and 90s.
Well, when you think about a week ago, too, how hot and humid it was.
It's crazy.
It's not nearly as hot here as it is in Paradise.
Oh, my God. And there's so much to cover. And we will sort of cover the last 3 weeks or so. But want to focus really on what I think will probably be the biggest topic between the two of us. And that is this whole Demi, Derek, Christian situation.
Okay,
which offshoots into a couple other things.
Yes.
And so I'm just curious right off the bat before we, I think, get into the all the specifics about who's going where with who, what are your feelings about what we saw with Demi and Christian a couple weeks ago and then now this last week of them sort of being on their own in a in Paradise, but sort of different?
Let's go back to last week. I think I mentioned to you, I think my initial reaction to finding out that someone who was on the beach hanging out in Mexico, which is the land of the single people, to find out that one person had a significant other back home who turned out to be a lot more significant than we initially may have thought, or Derek may have thought. My first thought was that I don't know if this is fair, really. Because great for her, great for Demi that she was able to, on such a large platform, you know, be who she is, and more power to her. But to me, if you sort of look at it from with different lenses, I just think for anybody, guy, girl, the premise of the show is that you go there free and single, ready to mingle. And it didn't sound that like that was the case for Demi. So I did think there was sort of a double standard in that sense, because she had someone back home. And the rule usually is if there's someone back home, you don't get to go on a dating show. So that was my, help me out here, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this.
I think most people would agree with, yeah, if you just pointed out, forget about who we're talking say, contestant A is going on dating show, find out, you know, they get in a relationship with contestant B, and they tell contestant B, oh, I was sort of seeing someone at home, and that's it. Then we find out contestant A was actually in a fairly serious relationship and still was right up until they left. They never broke up or anything like that. Because of, again, semantics of, whoa, were we dating? Were we exclusive? What were we?
Kind of ghosted her.
Yeah, I think everybody would agree, like, no, that's screwed up.
Well, how much time have we spent in this room talking about people who were crucified for having somebody back home? So that's my only thought. Love the idea that she was able to have the courage to basically come out on television. That's wonderful. And that she's able to pursue the relationship that she wants to have. That's great. But I'm just saying, if you strip it down to the basic premise of went to paradise where everybody is presumably single and looking for love, when back home there was somebody who she kind of left high and dry. I don't know if that
totally. I think that's 100% because I think that has gotten lost in the bigger picture.
Nobody's pointing that out. I felt like I was like not sure if I want to express my opinion because, like, even right down to, you know, Derek and everybody there, I mean, I think they were proud of someone who they were getting to know. Again, to have that kind of courage, it's incredible. But how about let's look at the fact that, I don't know, is she playing by the rules?
Well, and that's it. So this bigger picture has sort of overshadowed everything. And to a point, I'm okay with it because, listen, representation is huge.
Yeah.
And the fact that this show that has been raked over the coals for years for their lack of inclusion, whether no matter what the minority is, whether it's skin color or sexual identification or anything.
True.
Pick a lane. They've been called many things over the years about not being fully inclusive.
That's very true.
And so for them to step up, them as the show, to step up in this way, to allow Demi to sort of work through these feelings and bring this person who isn't a member of Bachelor Nation, bring her there and say, hey, listen, you think you have some unresolved things, do this and allow it to happen on national TV, I think is great.
Yeah.
And the fact that Demi had the guts to get in front of these cameras and basically tell the country something that she's really only told a select few people, also great.
Yeah.
But when you get beyond that, say, wait a minute.
How is it okay?
So if you flip this around, like, let's take a punching bag. Let's take Blake. Yeah. Everyone likes to pile on Blake, us included.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, we all like to poke Blake. Let's say Blake had went to Chris and said, you know what? All these girls here, they're sort of done with me because of the stagecoach thing. There was this girl who's not from Bachelor that I was seeing for a while right before we left, post stagecoach, but before BIP. You think you can fly her in and I can see if that's a thing and maybe she can stick around?
Yeah.
First of all, Chris would laugh at him.
Right.
And second, people would destroy him. How dare you? You had a girlfriend. It would be Jed Part 2 all over again.
Right,
maybe not quite as extreme because he was, you know, I love you and all this stuff, but he'd be crushed. And no one's mentioning this with Demi because of everything of the bigger picture, which, like I said, I think is amazing, and she deserves credit for being able to, like you said, be her true self in front of everyone. But
It would just be interesting to see if somebody else said, I think I like the person I was seeing at home better than someone that I'm seeing here.
It doesn't work that way.
Or the person that I'm seeing here. I think I like that person more. Anything you guys can do? That's doesn't work. But I guess if I'm speaking freely, it works well for the show because they're long overdue
Absolutely.
For being more open-minded. So, but again, it's like, all at once.
Yeah.
And at the price of the premise of the freaking show, yeah. Which
so let's
is
say,
for single people, you know?
Let's say we're going to forgive her for basically, like you said, ghosting someone at home, but then bringing them, not part of Bachelor Universe, bringing them into the show. Fine, because that whole segment with her and immediately seeing her, like, it'll melt you. No matter,
sure,
like, forget the other thing,
yeah,
like, that's awesome. They get together, she makes the announcement to everybody, guys, this is Christian, you know, I've got really strong feelings for her. If they would have said, it's been great seeing you guys, we're going to go home and, you know, try to see if there's more there and what this relationship is, and they walked up the stairs and got in the car and drove away.
A little more fair.
Fine. You know what? You realize you were there, but your mind was elsewhere.
Yes.
The end.
I could have swallowed that a little.
Why is Christian there?
She doesn't even seem like she really loves being there, really.
And that's the thing. So you're bringing someone in who doesn't fully understand the process. I mean, she got jealous from John Paul Jones, like, goofing around with Demi.
Weird,
and
man.
Whereas Demi was like, look at him.
She doesn't get it because she's not.
Exactly.
She hasn't been seasoned for what this whole thing is about.
And nor should, by the way, nor should she.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, what, I guess just what was so convincing for her was I get to be with my girlfriend and, you know, keep an eye on what she's doing and, you know, not have the risk of her finding somebody else. So that's why I'm going to put myself through this. But if you're not really prepared for it, then to just walk on the beach with cameras everywhere and all this craziness, I mean, it can be a lot, again, for somebody who's not,
and
doesn't know what they're getting themselves into.
If next week they get into a fight or if they realize, like, yeah, maybe this isn't working, do they both get to stay and give out roses? Or
that's
what I'm saying. Like, there's no,
I don't know where it goes.
And I appreciate Chris coming and saying we're changing the rules, and they got to do their own rose ceremony. And
yeah,
but that's not the show. That's not
that's
how
not
any of this
show.
Works. Like, they found each other again. Great. Why can't they do what they're doing?
Yeah,
at home.
It's a little clunky. That's
totally.
The way I feel as a viewer. It's just watching this whole thing unfold. It's. I get it. I get that it's an attempt to show that the show has a very open mind.
Yeah, and making up for lost time.
We're getting away from the how, you know, what the original landscape of this whole thing was.
Allowing her to reconnect with Christian alone for this show was a home run.
Yeah.
And for them, for anyone, but especially for them, amazing. I think they made up for a lot of really bad decisions. So why couldn't you just end it there? This idea that they're still there is just weird to me.
And then at the expense of, even though Derek says it didn't, you know, he obviously dealt with it pretty gracefully, but at another contestant or cast member's expense. I mean, although now a week ago we heard a lot of rumblings about, you know, for Derek to have gone through this and been such a gentleman about the whole thing, somebody like this deserves to be the Bachelor. I don't feel like the same momentum a week later is there.
Right.
I don't. I mean, we see him, you know, getting into a pursuit of another woman and that creating its own subplot. But I mean, it just seemed like a week ago, there was like, he might have been the front runner.
I actually, watching it, I thought he slingshotted past everybody.
Because yeah.
You just see him break down in just such a real way. And then having to watch this relationship, which, like you said, he handled so gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
There are a whole lot of guys and girls out there
if the person they're
dating said, oh, you know, I feel strongly about someone else bad enough, but then I'm going to make you watch it. Oh,
that's
my God. Are you kidding me?
Sort of brutal.
So many people would handle it with a 1/100th of the grace that Derek did. And so he showed, okay, I'm a good dude and everyone's feeling for him. So I'm thinking, oh, I've got to reshuffle these whole Bachelor rankings. Like,
yeah.
I never
that
even,
was the wild card that we never saw coming.
Yeah, and we were thinking if there's going to be a wild card from Paradise, well, oh, it's our guy Mike, but whoa, maybe it's Derek. Hashtag Derek for Bachelor, and it's happening.
Yeah,
and then, like you said, amazing what a week can do. Because
it is crazy. It is amazing.
Now we watch everything with him go down where, well, he's heartbroken, but then says the right things for a second of, I don't know if I can get another relationship, but then sort of changes on a dime.
Yeah.
And, okay, well, no, Tayshia's cool. And then...
And, I mean, the other thing is, too, like, again, well, and I actually like Derek. Derek's a good dude. We got along well on my season of BIP, but what we see happening, like, a week later, the time is really quick in Paradise. So, like, might not have even been a week.
That's true.
But, again, you know, you have, in his defense, you got to do what you got to do. Like, you know, what do they say? The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. So, it was for as painful as it must have been to have to watch that, the only, you know, it's sort of, you know, what you got to do for your own survival. Yeah. You got to redirect your attention towards somebody else.
The only other option is just choose to go home.
Yeah, go home, you know, because the reality is no one's going to just be able to just sit there and watch and just wallow in your own, you know, curled up in the fetal position, like, this isn't fair. You got to try your best to move on. And
when you have someone like Tayshia.
Well, I was going to say, took the words out of my mouth.
Not exactly hard to understand why, because she is gorgeous. I mean, obviously all the women there are, but, yeah, if I were ranking all the women on this season, I mean, how do you not have her number one?
You said it, not me. I mean, I agree. And then, I mean, you do, like, I talked to a couple guys from my season, and they were sort of putting, I forget her name. Dean said maybe the most gorgeous.
Oh, Jen.
Jen, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, some people might argue, but.
That's true. Because I had that conversation with my girlfriend because we were, you know, we watched her season. And while we always were like, oh, yeah, she's really pretty.
Pretty, yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, my God.
No, it seemed like a lot more people are sort of obsessed.
Well, because I think she. I think Tayshia, being on Colton's season and who Colton was, I think she might have held back a little bit and been a little more reserved. And on Paradise, you don't have to worry about that. No. And she's having more fun and she's having more fun. And because even when she first showed up on the screen, my girlfriend was like, what is happening
what's
there?
Going on?
I was like,
yeah.
I'm glad you said it because
no kidding.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But then when Jen showed up, I actually said the same thing. I said, oh, you know,
got some competition.
Jen might. Like, be one of the, and she said, really? She didn't see it as much.
I still think I would rank them accordingly.
Because I was shocked when I thought Jen would have a great run, too. I thought she was going to stick around because she
went out quicker
else.
Than you thought, right?
So Derek,
back to Derek.
Point, I guess, is he handles this with such class, and then, whoa, well, Tayshia's here.
Yeah.
And that sort of leads right into this bizarre
Oof.
John Paul Jones thing.
Got really awkward. I can only imagine what it was like to be in the lobby of that wedding.
And here's the thing.
And then it's like, were they that loud? I mean, it seemed like everybody heard them.
It seemed that loud.
So it got heated.
It seemed that loud. And John Paul Jones goes into Paradise as shockingly this big fan favorite. Like, how does that happen? We even talked about that. Like, where did this come from? And I thought played his cards right pretty well until these last few hours because he was the goofy guy that everyone liked.
He was sort of a surfer dude. He's a little out in left field.
He goes out on a bunch of different dates and he's hooking up with girls and it's great.
Like the Asian, like there was a kid there, maybe one of the smartest guys the show's ever seen. I think his name was John.
Oh, yeah.
He was like the guy. He somehow just like... became the man, and he was going on dates all the time. So I'm like, here we go again with a guy who nobody saw coming, but he's got a date
and
every night.
The girls dig him. He's doing well.
People are getting a kick out of him. But, you know, I think, you know, what you see built into his slight rage, actually, I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
Slight?
Was I think he was also, not only was he mad at Derek, but he was also mad at himself because you started with her and now you quickly moved on to a couple other girls.
Yeah.
And that's the game. You're playing by the rules. You're allowed to do what you want. But you maybe have, you know, the most sought after girl on the beach and then you decide you can put her on ice for a couple nights while
you go out with a couple other girls? You are very clear about saying, most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was
so it's not where he didn't realize what he had, and then afterwards, like, oh, no. He was, from day one, second one, when she gave him the time of day, was,
yeah.
I can't believe she's
He was like, I'm in over my head.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then, right, well, okay, well, I'll go on another date. And part of that was her sort of trying to send the line that, like,
I'm sort of hot and cold about this.
Yeah,
whole thing.
I'm not fully invested, so he's...
But still, if you know you're in over your head, you gotta make the hard push, right? Like, he should have probably been going out of his way, setting up little dates when they even weren't on a big date. He probably should have been on the beach trying to, you know,
so for him
lock
to,
it down.
Yeah, so for him to turn around and go on a couple dates and hook up with these girls, and then they're fighting over you, for you to think, oh, well, I'm going to get
high... She's just going to wait?
Yeah, I'm going to get high and mighty now, while these two other girls fight over me. I'm going to, at a wedding, of all places, going to go get in this guy's face.
Because he really didn't even know. I mean, in Derek's defense, like, he probably saw JP, Jay move on and thought, well, if he's going to do that, then...
Two other dates.
Yeah, so I don't think Derek's in the wrong.
And then Tayshia came after him. Means. It's not as if he was, okay, true. Well, I broke up. Hey, Tayshia, come over here.
Yeah, she was the one who sat down with him, right?
She pursued him just to say, hey, you know, it's okay to move on.
Yeah,
you
got
to give yourself
a
chance. Do something for yourself. Like,
for sure.
Whatever's best for you.
Sure.
So Derek, at no point, I think, is in the wrong here. And for John Paul Jones to, who I like how people start calling him John Jones. That was nice.
Yeah,
and he even introduced himself
to
Chris's mother or someone or grandmother as John Jones.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so he doesn't always say John Paul Jones. But anyways, for him to somehow villainize Derek here was, it just seemed so out of place.
And so over the top. I mean, that's what I think, that's my point. I just feel like he was also mad at himself. I think he was just starting to, you know, he was feeling himself there for a minute. And, you know, then he thought, whoa, what was I doing? I just cost myself, you know, the girl who I thought I had no business with to begin with. So I think he was a little bit of, you know, sort of anger at Derek, but mostly he was just pissed off at himself.
But
I think it all came out in one place.
Gotta pick your spots. That is
somebody's wedding, forget it. That was
yeah, even on a reality show, you don't make a scene like that at someone's wedding.
No, you should have waited till you got back to the beach. And don't just like I think what Derek said was, you can't bulldoze through the conversation and just make it one-sided and not even give me an opportunity to speak.
And that's an important.
He threw a lot of daggers at Derek, and he never gave Derek
an opportunity
to defend himself.
That's an important part of it. It's a great point because let's say I have to have it out with him right now. First of all, you don't scream at him in the middle of a hall. You say,
kind of classless.
Yeah, I mean, he stomped over. You pull him aside and you say, listen, I know this isn't the best place, but I've been having these feelings. And then you know, I heard you say this, and this, even though none of his arguments really sounded great. Like, oh, because you wanted me on your podcast, okay, and because...
It's a big podcast. You've been lucky to have been on the podcast. I mean,
right, well, that's,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
it just, but it's just to you to decide in your own mind that, well, first of all, podcast is a dirty word, and so anyone that has a podcast clearly just wants to create drama.
Half the people there have podcasts.
This is what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
So for him, maybe he doesn't know what a podcast is, because he's throwing it around like, well, this shows that you have ulterior motives. Like, I just heard a podcast with Tayshia. Like, you think that's going to make her think, oh, my God, I can't be with this guy. He has a podcast.
No,
like,
no, he was reaching a lot.
And then to try to twist seemingly private conversations where Derek didn't totally deny. He said, listen, we are provided certain things because of these shows.
Right.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah, well, nobody's hiding that.
Yeah, so if
that's
the
reality
of the situation. If we do bar appearances or whatever and I meet girls there, well, I'm famous from a dating show, so why wouldn't I do that?
Right, exactly.
It all seemed so weird, and especially since
you're
doing it at someone's wedding.
Yeah,
what are you doing, dude?
That was the worst part. But like, let's make sure that in the this summer or in the next 6 months that JPJ doesn't take advantage of any of these opportunities.
Right.
I mean, he was sort of new to it at that point. Derek's been around for a couple of years. He's been doing this for a while now. You know, just be careful you don't turn out to be a big hypocrite.
Well, so that's the thing. So now is JPJ going to pass on the Diffy eyewear percentage off and all these other Instagram
and every girl
ads?
Who recognizes him and
right.
thinks he's
so now that he gets stopped at these appearances, whatever, yeah. I'm sure he's going to turn down all these women
that obviously
want to go on dates with him or not even go on dates with him, just whatever with him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll pass up all of that because...
Well, he'd have to or else he'd just... Would seem like,
and I'm not saying it's right or wrong either. It's like everyone do what you want. Like however you best feel to live your life, go ahead. And if Derek feels he wants to take advantage of being a pseudo celebrity,
God
bless.
You can't blame him. Like, and again, I think he was really sort of disappointed and mad at himself, and you, what you see there is him trying to direct it towards someone, and Derek was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But really, it was JPJ was in the wrong place at the wrong time, because you just don't do that. That seems so immature.
Wait till you get back
classless,
to the beach.
Really. Yeah, wait till you can have it out on the beach.
Why does that have to be done right at that moment?
As we saw Christian and...
And I actually think that's a good transition, because I did want to touch on this, even though it was a couple weeks ago now. This Jordan-Christian fiasco, Jordan finally sort of finds his groove. He's being the narrator of Paradise. He's being funny.
With Demi, right?
Yeah, with Demi.
Yeah,
he's being
funny.
He's having fun.
Nice
people
layer of humor.
Seemingly like him.
Yeah.
And if anything, I know he had sort of this pre-Bachelor in Paradise thing with Christian because no one knew who Christian was, but he tried to have like a moment at the Men Tell All, like... step up in front of everyone and no one was buying it and Jordan like crushed him. Fine.
Yeah.
So maybe that was part of it. But he's ultimately defending his friend. He, you know, he doesn't like that Christian's making a play on Clay's girl. So he goes over now. He, in retrospect, he shouldn't have probably gone over at all. But if you're going to, you just rip and run. He shouldn't have tried to unhook it nicely. Like he should have just grabbed it like a football and run. Because even if it doesn't disconnect, it'll be funny.
True.
And then Christian is the aggressor there. He could have just sat there and be like, dude, you're being a clown, whatever. But he gets up and puts hands on Jordan first.
True. Yeah. Actually, truth be told, I didn't actually see how it all unfolded. So for have you walk me through it now is pretty good.
So he goes after Jordan to stop him from taking down this pinata. And then sort of hands are made, but not really. No one really throws a punch. And Jordan gets him like in a suplex, so around, and totally flips him over onto the stairs.
Yeah.
And at that point, Jordan's done. He stands up, he's fine. The producers, lifeguard, security, everyone is having to get in the way of Christian, who just is
irate.
Total, like, just red-eyed, trying to run past everyone, throwing people over. And Jordan, meanwhile, is just walking, no, cool, I'm good, I'm fine.
Struck the match.
No problem, he's cool.
Walked away.
Totally. Yeah. Meanwhile, Christian keeps trying to run around people and through people. I understand the zero tolerance. Has to happen. I mean, do they have that conversation with you or is it just understood?
No, I mean, I think it's just understood.
I'm sure you had to sign something.
Yeah, there's somewhere along the line.
Because all of these shows are the same. Like, I watch The Challenge and all those.
I mean,
like, you
just,
say, like,
you know
you can't throw hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine.
Everybody just kind of knows.
And I get it and I appreciate it. But Jordan didn't even initiate it. He did do the most violent thing where he flipped him. And I get that. But he was really defending himself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You thought they could have kept him
around. I think they could have kept him around, but I understand they don't want a gray area. They have to be very clear because then you have everybody saying, well,
they're
the one that accidentally nudged me and that's why I gave him the uppercut. Like, fine. You don't want to give people a loophole.
Right.
But he really was just having fun until Christian decided to lose his crap.
Mind, yeah.
And then the suplex, which without the suplex, maybe Jordan stays. But it was a pretty badass move.
Yeah.
And so they
he's
end
got
up
a tough side.
Exactly. So they sit him down and say, you got to go home. Fine. We find out after the fact, Christian's ex-girlfriend accused him of sleeping with her mother.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah. Just get a look at the mother, too.
Listen,
he's a
doing
scary.
You know, he's got to do what's best for him, and you know, whatever. But then he gets on and doesn't want to talk about that, but instead, I still want to fight Jordan. So he wants to have an actual, like, fight, whether it's boxing, MMA. He said, it doesn't matter, I'll crush him no matter what. Which I probably would buy, because I don't know that, I mean, even though Suplex was impressive, I don't know that Jordan's totally a fighter.
I'm not sold on Jordan and, you know, entering the MMA anytime soon.
And Christian had the crazy eyes, and anytime in a fight, I'm taking the person with the crazy eyes.
Right.
Because it's just, it's another level beyond strength or technique or anything. Is the crazy
usually wins out in the end.
Takes you that extra level, especially when you're dealing with another not skilled fighter.
True.
I'm taking crazy over anything else.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
And so we lose both of them.
Yeah.
And I thought that might lead to some issues with Clay and Nicole, because then I'm thinking, oh, maybe she was really into that and she's going to think he sent him over and all this.
Uh-huh.
But if anything, we see those two, they're like, oh, they're...
seem like they're a couple.
The best.
Established,
you know,
maybe
not the best, because everyone's, I guess, Dylan and Hannah are seen that way, but it's like they're going to be the best couple, whatever. But then enter this wedding, which is supposed to be drama-free, and we get the screaming match, then this idea of, well... If your name is called, please come to the reception.
That was weird. That was weird.
So right away I call BS, because I'm thinking, well, the producers clearly gave him a list and said, this is who's going.
Yes. This is the point in which I start to think, man, you know, the show is doing two things. One, it still likes drama, and it wants to lead with the drama.
Totally.
But what's interesting is, at the same time, they're really starting to prove to people at home who have doubts about this whole thing that it really works, especially here in Paradise. People fall in love. This is legit. People fall in love.
And congrats to Crystal and Goose, by the way, while we're talking about it.
Oh, and listen, I don't know those guys. When I talk to Eric... oh, they're in love, those two. Like Eric tells me that, because he was around them last year in Paradise. They seem in love. Like their vows.
I think they fit.
It was beautiful.
It just works.
They just, like they said, they love each other's quirks.
Two former villains.
It just is a great love story. But I just find the show now like wanting to prove to people that this process really works. But we also have to, you know... we also have to give you the drama, which is, I guess, essentially the two leading factors. That's why we're here. But like, you know, we just saw all these couples that were created from Paradise, but then we see that manipulated guest list for who's going to be invited.
Go out of your way to split up these people, other than Hannah and Dylan.
I mean, it's just pretty obvious, pretty clear that they were trying to create some awkward moments, and that's fine. And I think, you know, producers and probably everybody else there had the thought in the back of their mind that Clay really wasn't quite over his ex yet. I mean, it all happened pretty quickly, and it usually takes longer to really get over somebody.
And if you think about it, if she's whether maid of honor or just in the bridal party, I'm not sure which she was, but it's clearly a good friend.
Yeah.
I'm sure she might have said to them, hey, can his new girlfriend maybe not come?
Yes.
Like,
Yeah. So,
again, I don't agree with it, because then don't invite either.
Don't invite either.
Honestly.
Yeah.
If you're not, because that's just, I think, that's petty.
Well, but I guess it does work out, though, if you think about it, because Chris introduced the two of them. So it seems like he and Clay are really pretty tight.
Sure.
So it makes sense that he gets his buddy there.
But the girlfriend's got to come. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, right. But he should be able to bring his girl.
So Chris Goose claims quite vehemently on Twitter that the producers had nothing to do with the list of people that were going to the reception. I don't believe him.
Yeah.
But
sad to hear him say that. But.
Yeah, because people were coming at him pretty hard. Like, oh, I'm done with this, as soon as the producers got involved. And he was very clear. He said the producers had nothing to do with this. Again, I don't believe him, and I don't want to call. I mean, I guess I'm calling him a liar. I don't want to call him a liar.
Yeah,
but
you're just not
it could be one of those situations where he talked himself into that. Like maybe they said, oh, what if? And he said, oh, yeah, and treated it as his idea.
Which is probably more along
the lines of what happened. Yeah, so maybe they didn't specifically say, hey, these are the only people that are allowed.
No, but they
it was a discussion where it made it seem like it was his idea. He claims producers had nothing to do. Take that for what you will.
They probably had opinions on who should be there.
Right. And he also said that, and this I hope is true, that Jed offered his musical services for the wedding for free, and that they politely declined.
Are you kidding me?
Which that put a very, and still has a very big smile on my face.
Oh my God, that's too much.
Not only did he get rejected, but then Chris proudly, without, it was not a quote tweet, no one asked him, without anyone asking, told everyone that Jed was going to do it for, wanted to do it
relentless.
For free, and they said, thanks, but
does
no
not
thanks.
Know when to quit. That's unbelievable. I didn't hear that. Wow.
Sad. No, I mean, listen, he's on his game. It's a bachelor wedding. It's going to be on TV. He's trying to advance his career.
I know, but haven't you yet learned your lesson? Like, come on.
So let's assume Chris and Crystal put the list together. Fine.
Okay.
I thought Clay actually handled the situation really well.
Like, he's a graceful dude. Like,
they worked in the one thing where he said, oh, my girlfriend's here. And they said, oh, you mean your ex-girlfriend? Well, of course he means his ex-girlfriend. That's not a thing. She sits down. They even zoomed in like when at one point like his hand was on her leg or something. Like, oh, my God, something's going to happen. He did his best to explain himself. Now, he did do the we decided, and she was very Angela, who also I thought handled herself well, was like,
You decided,
not we. And I said, good for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to rag on Angela at all. Like, listen, relationships break up and
things happen.
She did get that revenge body. I mean, not that she needed it. I thought she looked great last year anyways.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everyone was trying to say, oh, she lost so much weight.
So much weight. I don't know.
She needed to lose so much weight, but whatever. Yeah. She looked great. Like, she was crushing it. So she did what she needed to do. She showed up, said, look at me, I'm here. I need to hear from you, like, why you're here. I think it's too soon, all X, Y, or Z. But I thought he handled himself well. Tayshia, again, love the girl. Don't know that she needs to stir the pot. I don't like how he handled it, or he should have introduced Nicole or more people as his girlfriend. Like,
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of
splitting hairs
at that point, you know? What I thought was kind of awkward was when Nicole, when they were all on the beach and they were all like, they were complimenting her on how, you know, great she looked and how she was just like the highlight of the whole,
that was
the
weird.
Whole wedding. And then
you Nicole know she's sitting right there.
Nicole, but her comeback, I guess she probably felt like they were coming at her a little bit. But the comeback was so forced. It was like, I didn't think anything of her. I didn't think she was this. I didn't think she was that. I'm like.
But then also, I had my leg out. And I'm like,
what? It was kind of.
But the girl shouldn't have brought it up. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Whether you're trying to be a mean girl or not. Like, to
sidle up
to the bar and just be like, oh. You know who the hottest girl there was, not the bride.
That was a force.
It was Angela.
Yeah.
And
so again,
really
that's when you wonder if somebody's like, hey, maybe bring this up. You know?
Talk about how hot Angela looked.
Yeah.
But it was weak that Tayshia would go and then try to poke Nicole to be like, oh, you should talk. I didn't like how he handled it. And he was talking to her as if, why wouldn't he talk to her?
Of course. Well, yeah, it would have been rude not to. It would have been immature to ignore her. That would have been the wrong way to go about it.
Or even hide in the corner and wait for her to find him. Like, he went and said, no, can we go talk?
Yeah.
Like, this needs
trying to be a mature adult. And he comes across that way.
This is the elephant in the room. We need to talk about this.
Yeah, let's clear the air.
And clearly they had very different views about
how things ended.
And she was more blindsided, and he clearly saw more holes in what the relationship was. And this idea, both with Annalise earlier, like week one or whatever, where she thought he shouldn't be there because they were talking about kids and all this and marriage. But then clearly that's the same idea. Like, they're obviously they're friends. So that was the whole thing, that their callback line.
Yeah.
Because then Angela said the same thing. We were just talking about, well, of course you were.
Right.
You were in a relationship. No, he wasn't denying that. But clearly he realized, like, I'm at a crossroads. My career's coming to an end. Like, he was, I thought, really, he addressed it head on. Sure. I sort of had this crisis of myself.
Sure.
My agent, I thought I was getting back the NFL, but then my agent says it's not going to happen. What the hell do I do now? Like, that's a very real, just for an athlete, but just anyone that goes through
difficult
an issue
time.
With their career, where you're like, oh, what's next?
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, sometimes that becomes, you know, that thought sort of takes over. And you don't really have much space in your brain for a relationship. And, you know, you start to be real focused on what am I going to do next or what am I going to do now? And so he probably did the right thing, you know, by setting the relationship aside, maybe. I mean, that's the way he probably looked at it. Was I'm going through this right now, and I don't want my relationship to have to pay the price. I don't want my relationship to suffer. So, again, I mean, I don't know. Clay comes across like a man, like a real mature guy who a good guy,
yeah,
and who usually likes to do the right thing. I mean, whatever. There's never any perfect way to handle something like that. But nonetheless, they break up. Some little bit of time went by, and then he gets the opportunity to go to Mexico. Why not?
Yeah, it wasn't the night before.
You know? Yeah, yeah,
they,
exactly.
They weren't still dating like Demi, you know? Like
exactly.
They broke up. He's allowed to...
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not really a big Twitter guy, but I hope he's not getting any flack because I don't think... Again, is he... I mean, you pay more attention.
I think most people...
Think he was
actually
in the
thought
right.
Both of them handled themselves well.
Yeah,
it was
went
more
over
the
well.
Exterior people like Annalise Stopp.
Trying to... Stir the
and
pot.
To a lesser extent, Tayshia, because I didn't really get a lot of that. But just like, why are you pushing Nicole like that? Like, it was, she clearly already has some confidence issues with the whole Angela situation. Although it was a great, talk about a beautiful edit. Her telling him like, "Oh, I'm not worried," and then into her confessional of like, "Yeah, I'm worried." Like, that was, there's a reason why these people are the best at what they do. Yeah. Like, well done.
No,
like,
you're right.
That was really good.
They're pros. That's for
but
sure.
I do want to ask you. About one of your buds, because Dean, who we all like, has had some issues, seemingly last year when he stepped in it pretty badly, after going through a tough situation on your season where his family, which is very unconventional, they opened their doors and that was a big thing.
That was a big thing, yeah.
But he goes to Paradise and. Maybe he didn't even need rehab, but just to sort of the next steps and trying to like meet, see who's out there. He has an issue with sort of Christina and D'Lo, and okay, you need to go away for a while. So he goes away, comes back seemingly looking for redemption.
Sure.
Coming out of his van.
Yeah.
With the porn stash.
The porn stash.
What?
It's coming off though.
It's, well, and like spoiler alert, he's going to clean up.
Yeah.
And so without.
I told him he looked buff, actually. I told him I thought looked like he put some muscle on. He goes, "Nah, I hadn't worked out in months before, actually."
Well, I guess maybe the drive, the constant driving.
Yeah, that could be. Forearms.
So Matt, you have to tell me.
Yeah.
He goes through this process where you're going on a show.
Yeah.
That's about finding love and dating someone.
All that good stuff.
Why would he wait 4 weeks?
Yeah.
After leading poor Kaylin along and then deciding on her birthday, you know what? Peace out. This isn't for me.
Well,
leaving.
I mean,
and forget about what might happen. Just forget about the end game. Only about what we've seen in this episode. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, there's a couple different ways to look at it, right? One, the first thing is, and I'm not speaking for Dean, because I think, again, someone offers you this opportunity, right, to meet new people.
And you get a Mexican vacation for free.
You get a Mexican Not only do you get a Mexican vacation for free, because I was having this discussion with a friend of mine last night. Why would he go do that again? Well, in a perfect world, you get all those things. You get the Mexican vacation. You get the daily rate, which there's no secret that you get paid for Paradise. And some people get paid more than others.
So you can negotiate.
And we heard Dean because I'll put this out there, you know, pretty candidly. Like, we heard Dean say, I don't have a job. You know, he makes money on Instagram. Like, he's doing his thing. I have a tough time. Like, if I was, when Dean started, he was like 26 on The Bachelor. You know, so he's in his mid-20s, whereas if many people spend that period of their life finding out exactly who they are. And that's what he's trying to do, traveling around the world, doing incredible things that he will never regret when he's 67 years old, 70 years old, looking back at his life. You know, when he's in his twilight, he's going to look back and say, I had an incredible experience, you know, with the show, and then I was afforded many more incredible experiences because of the show. I have a tough time, like, arguing against all the things he's doing. So, again, in my mid-20s, if I was him, if I had that kind of fame and I was sort of a big deal and I wasn't tied down, I mean, man, how many people are going to say that I would never do? How many guys are really openly going to say, I would never do the things Dean's doing? I think the things he's doing are great.
I think now, most of the things he's doing are great.
Yeah,
I,
when you see him on Instagram and he's on a boat or he's on a, you know, he's jumping
driving,
out of a plane.
Or even just driving cross country. Like, that's a fun way to see the country, especially when you're sort of lost, which he admittedly, maybe not in those words, but admittedly has been.
Yeah, like, totally, he'll tell you that.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally get everything he's doing, and the fact that he can, like, yeah, okay, let me bring up my Instagram. I can talk about something to keep my Red Bull cold, and that's going to pay for my trip from, you know, up basically down the West Coast. Cool.
Yeah.
All that I'm fine with.
But your point is going to be probably, and I'm going to guess and tell me if I'm wrong, but, like, you can't do it at somebody else's expense. You can't just hop onto the beach and say, hey, you're cute, let's see if we get along. You know, we got a connection, let's try to build off it. I don't think he tries to hook up with her with the thought in his mind that it wasn't going to go anywhere. Maybe maybe in his mind it ran its course. It didn't take off like he may have thought. And I think my experience with Dean too is he is a really nice guy. I think a lot of times, even when we saw him a couple years ago, his intentions are never malice. I can definitely defend him there. Like, he doesn't start out with you know, the intention to hurt anyone.
I think he doesn't think,
but he's a young guy. Like, I mean, I don't know. I always thought of, he was sort of like, in the time that, you know, I don't talk to him a lot now, but, like, you know, he's kind of like a younger brother. You know what I mean? Because I have a brother that age. And so you do stupid stuff and then you wake up and you regret it, or you move past it and a couple years go by and you think, oh, I probably could have handled that better. But again, I know that he never starts out wanting to hurt anyone. And it's probably, you know, difficult. I'm the same type of guy. Like, I find it hard to say no. You know, it was probably going well, but, you know, he started to think, I know this isn't going to go the distance, but do I end it now or do I let it go on a little longer? Do I let it linger? He probably should have done that sooner.
And he should have used different language. And I'm glad that Kalen called him out on it, because for him to say, oh, I'm not good enough for you. Like,
well, he's always been, Dean's always kind of, the self-deprecation's always kind of been his.
That's great. But to use that as your excuse for finally pulling the plug on her birthday, mind you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she called him out right away. Be like, why are you making that decision for me? I'm the one that gets to make that call about who's good enough for me or who I want to spend time with.
That's true.
So if you want to say, I don't want to be in a relationship, I want to go live in my car alone, and that's that, you say that. Don't say, you're not going to want to live like that. We're not going to be compatible after this. You aren't. Don't tell me what I know who you are.
True.
You've been very clear about your lifestyle, and I'm still with you.
True.
So, yes, all these people are.
Although she does seem to like the fact that the new guy is a little more put together.
Yes.
Or as she says, has his stuff together.
And I'm not saying he's wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying ultimately that, yeah, no matter what happens the next couple weeks, that ultimately,
it's going to be a little difficult once this is over to continue.
Right, those lifestyles are certainly going to clash.
Not going to jive, yeah.
Because if you go to her Instagram pre-In Paradise and go to his, very different worlds. And mm-hmm. that doesn't mean they can't be meshed, but you could definitely see, like, okay, he might have a point, yeah. but let her make that decision.
True.
Don't use that as the excuse of, I'm making the decision for you yeah. that this isn't going to work. Just say you want to... You
want to do your own
this.
Thing.
I don't see this working. I'm going to go back in my van and live the life that I want to live right now.
Yeah.
It's still,
you got to own it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's still
more.
Crappy to do it on her birthday. But
didn't
just.
Do, not to bang on him, but didn't he do something else birthday related when a couple years ago? Was there something?
Oh,
with the cake?
There totally was. Oh my God. I totally got
So what's up with the
yeah,
birthday?
Because that was, I think. The whole thing was happening with Christina and D'Lo, and he makes this big deal about D'Lo's birthday and brings out a cake.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. I was
trying not to, but I couldn't remember in my mind. I mean, sorry, Dean, but there was something like that. Again, he lives and he learns. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's a little bit of regret, you know, looking back, but. He's not the type, like, he won't really defend himself, you know? I mean, puts his big smile on, and I think people in the end forgive Dean, you know, because he's a tough guy to be mad at. He really is.
He's like a little teddy bear, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a likable, lovable dude. He's, and again, I've said this before, he's a smart dude, and I think that's probably what, but he's such a sweet guy, too, that I don't think he sets out with any malice intent. It's just how it works out, and I think... He's so worried about, he doesn't really want to hurt people, I'm telling you. And so sometimes that can actually backfire on you. You know what I mean? Like, own the fact that you want to do your own thing. You want to travel the world. And you don't want to have to, have anyone, extra baggage along the way. Like, you don't want that. This is your time to be single and to learn about yourself. But, you know, again, I'm sure... If I know the deal, like, it was a couple weeks on the beach in Mexico for nothing, and plus he probably made a lot of money off it. Like, he's probably not in a place where he can just say no to that. Like, I got to make my money when I can, and I don't think many people would argue with him going on. And again, I think there was even a clip of him somewhere. It was either last week, but you know, I thought that I would come on here and meet people and go on a few, like. You're told that, like, you can try it out. If
sure.
it's not for you, then you could leave. I mean,
well,
I was
know,
told
you,
the same
I was gonna
thing.
Say, you know
yeah,
that better,
like,
than anybody.
Come try it. You know, I mean, you don't. Nobody's going to keep you here, so it's not like you sign up for it, and you know, you have to stick it out to the end. I mean, that's not. Again,
but he also doesn't need to immediately get with this girl, stay with this girl.
True.
Build a relationship with this girl,
but we're making
then
progress.
Break up with this girl on her birthday.
Listen, we're making progress, though, because last time he did the JPJ thing, he did the, you know, he
go
was
on every
mixing,
date.
He was all jacked up and like Blake, sort of. So at least we're making progress now, because even though he teased the idea, he never really went on a date with anybody else.
That's true.
So I think we're taking baby steps here. I mean... He's I think, in his defense, a lot smarter and a lot, you know, he was a lot better prepared this year and you know.
So you're saying your little boy's growing up.
I don't know. I think we got to give him some credit. But yeah, he's still got room to grow. And
I definitely agree with you. I don't.
You know, well,
and,
we all
and
do.
You would know,
we all do.
But I agree with you that. I don't think he's being malicious in any of this.
Nah,
I just, like I said, I don't think he
guy.
Thinks. Because even with
there have been guys, not to cut you off, but there have been guys we've seen here throughout this whole, I mean, I don't care if it's Paradise, the Winter Show, there were some things, Bachelorette, I mean, ill-intentioned. People
yeah.
who are
just
really looking,
like, bad,
out for themselves.
Bad guys and girls,
I don't,
you can
I
tell.
Don't, I can never, yeah. I can never
honestly,
associate
I think
that
that's
with
how
Dean,
I'm watching
you know?
this with Christina the whole time, is I just don't like the way she's acted at all.
Yeah, I'm a little, you know, I'm just surprised at that whole thing. I mean, I get that no one was there for her yet, and she was hanging out and hoping that somebody else, but, like, yeah.
Well, and that, because I did want to talk about Blake a little bit and how Christina basically made it her mission that I'm going to embarrass him and I'm going to take it and think what you want about Blake. Like, you know, if you want to look at his text messages, I know we mentioned last time, you can go to @BachelorPodcast. We have the whole, like, 7 pages of text messages with Kaylin. And you can debate that all you want. So I'm happy to crap on Blake. But for you to basically have it in your mind, oh, I'm going to take him on the state, take him out and embarrass him, but then turn around, not only give him a rose, but then guilt him basically into, and it's his decision, but to keep prodding him after he was like, I'm 100% giving my rose to Caitlin, yeah. to guilt him into giving you the rose. Like, well, remember, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that probably with Christina, like, she just decided this time around she was going to put herself first and nobody was going to get the best of her. And
but she's then also not been in any relationships. So, yeah, I mean,
it's not really worked out with her thus far. Now,
it's been a true survive in advance for her, and that's basically it.
Yeah. I didn't remember people being as open about the friendship roses when I was there. I mean, now it seems like...
This is
like
the most that it's been this sort seems of like an open secret type
very,
thing.
Very kind of prevalent, and everybody's doing it. You
and
know?
Like I said, she didn't. You can't make someone do it. So it's ultimately it's Blake, which, as we've seen with Blake, doesn't always make the best life choices.
No.
But for
and easily manipulated. I do think it's a part of Blake that, you know, our people are kind of swaying him or telling him like some of this stuff is so silly. But somebody's got to be there saying, "No, it's okay. You can do what you want." You know, because again, like why? But again, that. He just might be susceptible. Like, why is Christina, what does she hold over him that he continues to give her roses?
This girl went out of her way to stick your nose in it.
That's what I'm saying.
And for you to still be like, oh, she's one of my closest friends here. Why?
Yeah.
How is that a thing? I mean, she specifically
unless they're like hooking up and we're just not seeing it. And
which could be.
Who knows? But like, I don't think so.
I
just think he's like a pretty easily manipulated
well, and Blake is,
mind, you know?
You can even, as you look through these text messages with Caitlin, I do think he's someone that always wants to be seen as the good guy. Because that's when he's doing the thing with Hannah where he flew to meet her in Birmingham or whatever. And so even in the text, you're like, oh my God, did someone tell Hannah? Don't tell. Because he just wants to be seen as the good guy, even though
and he shoots himself in the foot.
Yeah, I just banged these two girls on back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
But I'm more concerned about the third bachelor person I want to bang on Paradise, about finding out about the first two. Like, and then he gets on the show, and when he finds out that these women have a problem with it, he's, oh my God, I had no idea.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. How could you?
Some of the best reaction shots ever.
Totally. I mean, it's like meme central.
Yeah.
And then this whole situation where Caitlin even makes fun in a good way, unlike some of the, because there have been some very good stagecoach jokes, but she's our own personal stagecoach, and she goes out of her way to say, like, I know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And then he still is allows Christina basically to make him feel like, oh, well, I don't want people to think she gave me the rose and I didn't give it back to her. I'm going to be the bad guy. So he switches on a dime.
Yeah, too much concern for how you come across can sometimes be your biggest mistake and your worst enemy. And we do see that here with him because I think he's so torn. You know, he came off pretty well on The Bachelorette.
Yep.
And he was, I think, so glued to that.
You want to talk about someone that's clearly been enjoying living the lifestyle outside of the show. Which is fine, but then you have, got to own it eventually.
The thing is, if you hang, like, I thought I came across pretty well on TV, but, like, you hang around long enough, like, I feel like I got out in the nick of time, because if you hang around long enough, they will maybe find something about you that they can show another side, because people get bored just seeing the nice guy and to think that like everybody knows nobody's that perfect. So I think there's temptation there to show the other side of somebody who might be flawed, you know, because people get bored with boring.
And that's the thing. You die the hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Exactly. And I think that's what happens with people is you just, bite from the forbidden fruit for too long and eventually we're going to find out that you're not so perfect, So I think that's what you're seeing now with him. And now he's just sort of there. I don't know that he's going to have an arc where he redeems himself.
Yeah,
people are past it, and there's a lot of other storylines now. I mean, that's how we kicked the whole freaking season off. But
yeah, it was
like,
all Blake all the time, and now it's sort of like, oh, yeah, he's still here.
But, I mean, cool. I get the sense that somehow he's going to come full circle. Maybe he finds somebody. Maybe he does one last thing that makes us really say, please never allow this guy on the show again. I really don't know. But he just sort he sort of seems, you know, I don't know, just sort of ignorant. Like he's just doing this to himself, really. Yeah, and I think he realizes it.
There are certain times when he's saying it, and I'm just saying, how does he not have any sort of awareness about
this? That's
funny.
I think he just seems like somebody that lacks self-awareness.
Yeah.
And I think he's really, you know, he realizes it. There are some moments where he's like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, and you get that a little bit on social where he's watching it back. And even in real time with posting the text, which he then deleted. Again, I screenshotted before he did. But, you know, for him to then realize like, oh yeah.
That
was not a great idea. But at the same time, he's thinking, well, I got my story out there, but then I want to look like the good guy and delete them, even though one's going to think
you
that.
You can't have both. You can't have
And he's clearly trying to play that. Yeah. But so next week, seemingly, we see our buddy Dean again, all cleaned
up.
Again,
you live and you learn. I mean, he might have regretted that decision. And
I'm very curious to see what he has to say with, you know, without the porn stash, coming back to paradise.
That was pretty good.
And we'll see. Good. Oh, and I didn't even mention, Angela ended the episode walking into paradise, which, of course, right, again, you want to talk about how these people are great at their job. I just hope she doesn't, you know, if she walks down those stairs, Nicole and Clay are over and then here she comes. So,
and it seemed that like all those people who are at the wedding, I don't know if they were that connected to the two that were getting
married.
Right,
that's a great point.
So, like, I mean, it sort of seems random that they would just be there for the wedding. I have a sense that you're going to see majority of them on the beach.
So Chris,
pretty soon here.
Goose, that's another thing he tweeted out was, I think he quote tweeted like Bachelor in Paradise or something of Connor entering, and he's like, I had to invite Connor so, you know, to help out the ladies on the beach or something.
Yeah,
so that's a perfect example of like, yeah, they weren't boys, but they said, hey, can you bring Connor on because he's going to end up being on the beach.
Yeah, and then like, why was Chase there?
Yeah, that was another thing that was never explained.
Who's he friendly?
Which, by the way, they didn't even introduce him. He was just all of a sudden in the middle of a conversation. Yeah, I'm like, wait, who is? Oh, that's Chase.
Well, that's what I mean.
And he's making stagecoach jokes.
By the time we got to the wedding, I was like, and this is why people like this show better than The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Because there's like so much going on. I mean,
it's a lot.
We're texting each other like, take notes so when we do the podcast, we can work through
just
everything.
So much, like,
and we could probably spend another half hour, but there's just so much going on and trying to connect it all, and it all is a little incestual. Like, we could spend a long time.
And so, before I move on to some non-Bachelor in Paradise stuff, the other thing I noted is at the wedding.
Yeah.
So, Becca was there.
Uh-huh.
Solo.
Yeah. What's up with that? Well, I
haven't seen anything, any even really good rumors about it, but, like, is there trouble in paradise?
Maybe.
Oh, like dad jokes everywhere.
I like what you did there.
Dad jokes everywhere.
No, I don't know. Like I said, I don't follow those guys, so I don't know if they're, you know, usually a good tell is whether or not you've been posting pictures with the two of you lately.
But, you know, other people that were in couples, you know, like we saw, got to see Grocery Store Joe.
Yeah. Isn't he smooth, that guy? He just looks like, yeah, I'm here, but.
And that was I wish I could give credit, but someone even said, cool. Like, you know who wouldn't make any wedding all about himself? And it's just a picture of Grocery Store Joe.
He's good, man.
He's just there.
Yeah.
He's got his girl on his arm. They're still going strong.
He exudes cool, that guy, I got to say.
But let me look. You know what? I'm going to look up Becca. And, I'm seeing a lot of girl pictures. I'm seeing lot of girl pictures. The last picture with him was August 17th.
Wow. I mean,
I don't know, guys.
In the Bachelor world, that's a long time
to post. But a couple other non-BIP things, because we'll get back into the drama next week as we see, as we're drawing sort of to a close here. It's
I think we're only four episodes left.
Oh, my God, this is
next
crazy.
Next week and the following week, I think.
I think that's it. Yeah. This is bonkers. But so Jordan Rogers reproposed to JoJo.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw
So they have their
that,
new show Cash Pad on, I think like CNBC
Pretty
or one of those.
Pretty good show. Pretty good idea. Nice business plan. Yeah.
So, and he's still doing some sports stuff. So they're, and she
Yeah,
does
he's
all,
on ESPN. I've seen him before.
She's got a
good
coffee shop. They're doing, she does more Instagram ads than anybody. Like, they're doing great. Like,
more power to him.
He actually surprised her. New ring. And she thought they were just, because again, they've been engaged this whole time.
Yeah.
He planned this whole thing out, proposed. I thought that was
very nice.
Because that's another couple where we were sort of like, they look good together. They seem like, but like, you never know with
these. Yeah, you never know.
And they're just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Their Instagram other than their ads, is hilarious.
Yeah.
With her dog, and they're just so cute, like A plus. Then Hannah B is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Got a little overshadowed by some of the Sean Spicer coverage, but I think she could win the whole thing because people like her.
Maybe.
She's funny. She's going to have a good time with it.
Before Joe, they hadn't really, had it been a little while since they, I think Nick was on, right? But
yeah,
they had kind of given Bachelor Nation a break.
It's been very inconsistent about who would do it and who wouldn't do it. And your now girl Rachel was very clear, like, I'm not doing Dancing with the Stars. It. Speaking of, we finally had the big wedding.
I know.
Rachel and Brian, your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, listen, I'm... yeah, I got to send those guys something. Because
so,
I didn't get to go to the wedding.
Well, here's the thing. So you were invited.
Yeah, I was invited.
But you declined.
I declined.
For a couple of personal reasons.
Yeah, I most importantly, I have a new niece.
Awesome.
That was due. My sister's baby was due the same day that Brian and Rachel were married. So
congratulations
the 24th.
To you.
She was born a couple days before. There was a lot of excitement surrounding that. The first of the next generation of my family, so I wanted to be around for that to introduce her to the world.
And it was your girlfriend's birthday.
And it was my girlfriend's birthday.
Come on, you can't. So, you can't be like, "Hey, hun, we're gonna go to my ex-girlfriend's wedding for your birthday."
Nah,
come
just,
on,
it didn't all of it didn't really feel right. But same token, I couldn't be happier for those two. I kind of knew it was destined from night one.
You were all over that because during that season, we would have these arguments about Peter and Brian.
Yeah.
And you said, like off air, everything. You were just like, no, I knew from the beginning, like, that was just, because I always saw Brian as this slickster and like, oh, he's totally not, like, again, cliche,
again,
here for the right
edits,
reasons, all this.
Those edits.
Total for the edits. And you're like, no, this is real. This is going to last. This, yeah. And I said, okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Brian is a smooth guy, but he was also.
Real.
Yeah,
he's really smooth.
He's
not acting smooth.
Right, exactly.
There's
he's
a very big difference.
Smooth. And he was there for Rachel from the beginning, and there was just a certain chemistry between the two of them that couldn't be denied and couldn't be ignored. And, I mean, I was just, you could tell when he came back from dates, you know, when they were around each other and the rest of us were there too, it was pretty clear that that was sort of meant to be. So here we are a couple of years later.
After I heard you
it's
talking about them, that was one of the relationships I was like, oh, that's going to be a thing. Because you were just so, it wasn't even a question.
I was pretty adamant, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, it was just like, oh, no, Brian's the real deal. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, they're two very real people. That's what I will say.
Oh, yeah, I never had any doubts about.
Yeah, they're both.
She's obviously brilliant.
I always told people, like, you know, people ask me about Brian, you know, even though he's from Miami, he's like an East Coast guy. There's something very normal about him, you know. I can't really explain it, but like I think he watched the show with exes over the years. Like he was just kind of like, as it was all happening, like, I don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, he was sort of just like, he wasn't like this too cool for school guy. He was kind of like, he was living in the moment. And I mean, I remember like Brian would he wouldn't drink unless he was going to be on a date with Rachel. Like, because he wanted to keep it. He wanted to stay focused. He wanted to, you know,
he knew why
keep
he was there.
His body right for his woman.
Well,
I mean, he knew why. He was always sort of dialed into what he had to do. And it worked out for him. It worked out for her. And again, two like very normal, real people. I think it was evident in how they didn't draw a lot of attention to the wedding.
It just happened.
While it was happening. They kind of kept it low key. And I think they did it in a very tasteful way. And sorry I didn't get to be there to watch them tie the knot, but...
But that's a great point because, you know, friends of the show, Jared and Ashley also got married a couple weeks ago and love those guys.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about, like, long build-up and, like, full coverage and, like, all over the socials and getting stuff paid for.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
No, and again,
you know?
Good for them. I love both those guys. I'm happy to have played, like, a tiny role in, like, them finally coming back together. All that's great. But there's something to be said about Rachel and Brian who...
Discretion.
We would talk about, like, come on, you know, the reason she didn't end up with Peter is because she wanted to get married, then why aren't they married? But they were planning it all along.
Yeah.
And then it just happened because they didn't need to. And that's not right or wrong. That's just the way they decided to do it.
Yeah,
it fits them. It really. Yeah, you know, looking at it now, you're like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, just like Jared and Ashley, when they were going through their stories and doing all these things, I'm like, it fits for them. Like, that's just, you know, they're in Italy and they're like, booking.com over here. Like, that's
I can get a little bit.
That's just them. That's you know, just they, the way they've they always been, both of them have always been that way from the minute they've been there. They've not been afraid to embrace that aspect of it. And these two, it fits with them more. Where they just, nope, we did it. Here we are. Here are our pictures. It's over.
Yeah, yeah, it was more fitting. It was more fitting for them. But yeah, very happy for those guys. Very happy for, I've only met Jared. Jared's a great guy. So sometimes you just can't deny what's meant to be. And in the end, that's what we see with the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people obviously mention Evan and Carly about the, you know.
How about how they did it, not to go back, but how about they did it right next door here in Rhode Island?
Yes, they were right down the street.
Brought it back to the East Coast.
They sure did.
How cool is that?
And
can't deny the beauty of Newport, that's for sure.
Oh my God, this it, for those of you listening that have not been out to the you know any of the really whether it's Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, even Connecticut where we are, New York, New Jersey, these beaches just are totally underrated.
Yeah, we got
because everybody
great
thinks,
spots,
oh, you Malibu or Miami Beach or whatever. The East Coast beaches are amazing.
It's different and even if you're, in a great way.
Right. And even if you're not on the beach, just some of these waterfront properties just
oh, gorgeous. They'll blow you away.
Oh, my God. You can't match anywhere. So I have full, you know, I'm a, you know, Northeaster my whole life, born and raised here.
So you're a little biased, as am I.
A little biased, but it just, if you've never been,
you got to see it for
come
yourself.
Out for the summer, get a lobster roll, enjoy the view, you know, go out on the water and just sail for a bit. It's just, oh,
you'll, my God. You'll love it. You'll love it. So we're going to say Evan and Carly something.
Oh, right. So Evan and Carly is sort of the perfect example of, you know, persistence. But so are Jared and Ashley because Ashley was just destroyed by everyone about get over it, move on.
Yeah.
She knew what she wanted and she knew that he was exactly
she stayed
what she was
laser
looking
focused.
For. And finally he realized it.
Yeah, he caved. Yeah.
And they really do seem perfect together.
Yeah.
They're like everything they do, whether it's his love affair with Rob Thomas that she happily plays along with or again, her Instagram stuff that he's happy to be her photographer or
whatever,
and vice versa.
Sure.
They just, it just works.
Yeah, they go together.
And so there was some good news this week. That was a whole lot of good news.
Yeah. With all the BIP drama, you need to complement it with some,
this
real heartwarming stuff. And
well,
we've gotten that.
We've delivered on it. Bachelor Nation right now has a lot of positives going on. But we got a couple more episodes in Paradise, which means there's going to be a lot more drama. So we'll be back next week at Bachelor Podcast on all socials.
And we got to have a Bachelor introduction and announcement coming soon, too.
Very soon. There are all kinds of rumors out there. All of the people we've talked about are the ones that are being bandied about, whether it's Mike, who seems to be doing well in Paradise, Peter, the only one that maybe even Derek, but the only one that is out of the running seems to be Tyler.
Yeah.
Because he went to a VMA after party with Gigi. So you would think that's a thing, which means he's enjoying being Tyler right now. And God bless him because, as I've said before, if I was him and standing here, I would not have a shirt on. I would never have a shirt on. God bless him.
Why waste your money on
Totally. Yeah, seriously.
I mean,
like, you see these? Why would I cover them up? So we should know. Actually, I think we'll probably know by this time next week for officially. There are some rumors out.
I'd be surprised if we didn't.
There are some rumors flying out there about who it's going to be.
Well, we'll wait till it's official.
I think we know, but we'll wait.
Yeah.
But you can follow the adventures of our buddy Matt Munson here on Instagram, Matt_Munson_. That cute dog of yours.
Yeah, man, she's
and
cute.
Your girlfriend, happy birthday.
Follow me.
Totally. And happy birthday to your girlfriend.
Thank
Make sure you pass,
I'll pass
along.
That along.
And we'll be back here next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.